AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The United Nations has been forced to stop deliveries of food and other necessities to Gaza, the UN's Juliet Tuma explains.
Since last night, Gaza has been going through the fourth blackout of communications, which meant that as of this morning, UNRWA could not continue its humanitarian operations.
Israel's announced it'll allow a very minimal amount of fuel into Gaza to ease the situation, but the shipments appear to be far less than what the UN says is needed.
We never planned for such a huge number of people coming to our shelters. When we planned for the worst before the war, we planned only for 150,000 people, and right now we are more than four times that.
President Biden and Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador are pledging to work side by side to confront illicit fentanyl trafficking into the U.S. and to manage the growing number of migrants traveling to the border. The chairman of the House Ethics Committee has filed a resolution to force a vote on expelling Republican George Santos from Congress. Yesterday, the panel issued a withering report detailing how Santos converted campaign donations for personal use. Amazon's told hundreds of workers in its Alexa division their jobs are being cut as it plows resources into artificial intelligence. And one of the NFL's top quarterbacks is done for the year. Gethin Coolbaugh has the news.
The Cincinnati Bengals say quarterback Joe Burrow will be out the rest of the season due to a torn ligament in his right wrist. Coach Zach Taylor said Friday that the injury would require surgery. Burrow left the Bengals game in the second quarter of a 34-20 loss to the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday night. Burrow passed for over 2,300 yards with 15 touchdowns and 6 interceptions in 10 games this season. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And the Carter Center says former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is now in hospice care at home in Plains, Georgia. This is AP News. How stocks finished the week? Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street edged higher in quiet trading, closing out a third straight winning week and keeping November on track to be its biggest month of the year. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Friday, near its highest level in 3 months. The Dow was little changed. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.1%. Several retailers reported better results for their latest quarter, joining a long list of companies in what's been a stronger earnings reporting season than had been hoped. Gap surged more than 30%. Ross Stores jumped more than 7%. The main reason for this week's leap on the stock market was rising hope that the Federal Reserve is done hiking interest rates and may turn to cutting them next year. The yield on the 10-year Treasury, which helps set mortgage rates, dipped to 4.43%. Just a few weeks ago, it was above 5%, its highest level since 2007. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.